News 18 Daybreak. The perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sengupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. The infighting in the Punjab Congress reached a crescendo on Monday when a section of legislators close to Chief Minister Amrinder Singh sought strict disciplinary action against senior leader Navjot Singh Sidhu over his comments on the Kotkabura firing probe verdict. Terming Sidhu's continued attack on the Chief Minister as an act of indiscipline and an attempt to undermine the Congress government in Punjab, ministers termed his personal attack on Amrinder an anti-party act. The cabinet ministers, including Brahma Mohindra, Sundarsham Arora and Sadhu Singh Dharamsoth, came out in strong criticism of Sidhu's actions and open criticism of the Congress Chief Minister while being an elected MLA from the same party. Sidhu's recent spate of comments against the Chief Minister could no longer be dismissed as the rantings of a disgruntled member of a democratic political party, said the ministers, adding that the open rebellion was damaging the interests of the Congress at a time when assembly elections in the state are less than a year away. Failure to take action against Sidhu now could trigger unrest in the party state unit, which would be fatal for the party, which had suffered major electoral blows in the recently concluded assembly polls in five states, the ministers warned. The minister said it was more than evident now that Sidhu's intentions were nefarious and motivated by his vested personal and political interests. It was clear that the MLA, through his blatant accusations and allegations, was trying to fan dissent in the Punjab Congress against Captain Amrinder, who had successfully steered the party to an unprecedented win in 2017 and in every major election in the state thereafter, they added. Dubbing Sidhu's aggressive posturing on social media as an attempt by the disgruntled MLA to pressure the high command into succumbing to his unreasonable demands, the minister said, unless urgent steps were taken by the party, it would encourage other ambitious and rebellious members to raise their voice openly against the Congress leadership while continuing to enjoy its patronage. Pointing out that the Chief Minister had made several overtures in recent past to solve any perceived differences on Sidhu's part, the minister said it was clear that the latter did not want to be placated, but only wanted to score political brownie points to further his personal ambitions. Shubhendu Adhikari, the BJP MLA from Nandigram, was on Monday elected as the leader of the opposition in the West Bengal Assembly. The announcement was made by Union Minister Ravi Shankar Prasad in Kolkata. Recently, the BJP Parliamentary Board had appointed Prasad and BJP National General Secretary Bhupendra Yadav as central observers for the election of 77 BJP MLAs in the West Bengal Assembly. Adhikari's name was selected as the LOP after he defeated TMC Supremo and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee from the Nandigram seat by 1,956 votes. Soon after his name was declared as LOP, Adhikari, while addressing his party colleagues, said, I would like to thank senior party leaders for making me the LOP. I will try to fulfill my duty and responsibility. In this assembly election, we have to notice three things. One is a loser chief minister candidate has once again sworn in as the chief minister, and this happened for the first time in Bengal. Secondly, for the first time, there will not be any representatives from the Congress and the Left Front at the state assembly. And the third important point is, for the first time, 77 BJP MLAs in such large numbers will be at the assembly. While condemning the post-poll result violence, he said, it is unfortunate that TMC goons are attacking the people belonging to a particular community. Many villages were destroyed and people fled to neighboring states to save their lives. It is painful that our people are living like refugees in Assam. Indians are living like refugees in India. I urge for peace in the state. The Hamas militant group on Monday launched a rare rocket strike on Jerusalem after hundreds of Palestinians were hurt in clashes with Israeli police at an iconic mosque as tensions in the Holy City pushed the region closer to full-fledged war. Israel responded with airstrikes across the Gaza Strip where 20 people, including 9 children, were killed in fighting. It was a long day of anger and deadly violence that laid bare Jerusalem's deep divisions even as Israel tried to celebrate its capture of the city's eastern sector and its sensitive holy sites more than half a century ago. With dozens of rockets flying into Israel throughout the night, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met with top security officials and warned that the fighting could drag on despite calls for calm from the US, Europe and elsewhere. The terrorist organizations in Gaza have crossed a red line and attacked us with missiles in the outskirts of Jerusalem, Netanyahu said. Whoever attacks us will pay a heavy price, he said, warning that the fighting could continue for some time. By late Monday, the military had carried out dozens of airstrikes across Gaza, targeting what it said were Hamas military installations and operatives. It said a Hamas tunnel, rocket launchers, and at least 8 militants had been hit. Gaza health officials gave no further breakdowns on the casualties. At least 13 of the 20 deaths in Gaza were attributed to the airstrikes. 7 of the deaths were members of a single family, including 3 children, who died in a mysterious explosion in the northern Gaza town of Beit Hanun. It was not clear if the blast was caused by an Israeli airstrike or errant rocket. Shortly before midnight, the Israeli army said at least 150 rockets had been fired into Israel. That included a barrage of 6 rockets that targeted Jerusalem, some 100 kilometers away. It set off air raid sirens throughout Jerusalem, and explosions could be heard in what was believed to be the first time the city had been targeted since a 2014 war. Dozens of rockets were intercepted by Israel's Iron Dome defense system, but one landed near a home on the outskirts of Jerusalem, causing light damage to the structure and sparking a brush fire nearby. In southern Israel, an Israeli man was lightly wounded after a missile struck a vehicle. Abu Obeida, spokesman for Hamas's military wing, said the attack on Jerusalem was a response to what he called Israeli crimes and aggression in the city. This is a message the enemy has to understand well, he said. With rubble from an asteroid tucked inside, a NASA spacecraft fired its engines and began the long journey back to Earth on Monday, leaving the ancient space rock in its rearview mirror. The trip home for the robotic prospector OSIRIS-REx will take 2 years. OSIRIS-REx reached asteroid Bennu in 2018 and spent 2 years flying near and around it before collecting rubble from the surface last fall. The University of Arizona's Dante Loretta, the principal scientist, estimates the spacecraft holds between a 0.5 pound and 1 pound of mostly bite-sized chunks. Either way, it easily exceeds the target of at least 2 ounces. It will be the biggest cosmic haul for the US since the Apollo moon rocks. While NASA has returned comet dust and solar wind samples, this is the first time it has gone after pieces of an asteroid. Japan has accomplished it twice, but in tiny amounts. Scientists described Monday's departure from Bennu's neighborhood as bittersweet. I've been working on getting a sample back from an asteroid since my daughter was in diapers, and now she's graduating from high school, so it has been a long journey, said NASA project scientist Jason Dworkin. Added Loretta, we have gotten used to being at Bennu and seeing new and exciting images and data coming back to us here on Earth. OSIRIS-REx was already nearly 200 miles from the solar orbiting Bennu when it fired its main engines on Monday afternoon for a fast, clean getaway. Colorado-based flight controllers for spacecraft builder Lockheed Martin applauded when confirmation arrived of the spacecraft's departure. We are bringing the samples home. Scientists hope to uncover some of the solar system's secrets from the samples vacuumed last October from Bennu's dark, rough, carbon-rich surface. The asteroid is an estimated 1,600 feet wide and 4.5 billion years old. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening, stay safe, and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.